Hola, hola, and welcome back to Vos Memos. I'd like to welcome you to another happy hour. There's a lot to celebrate today. It's my 10-year blogiversary. And so today I want to just go through some reflections that align with the pillars of this podcast, which is creativity, career, and self-care. So grab a mocktail, which is what I'm drinking today, or a cocktail, and let's get right into this episode of Vos Memos. Cheers. That is delish. And it's ginger beer, lime, and honey. I've been really into mezcal mules, but I ran out of mezcal. So mocktail it is. It's a Wednesday. I actually just came back from a happy hour with some coworkers, which was fantastic. Just spilling the tea, venting about work, you know, just typical happy hour behavior. We went to this place called Brit's Pub, which is an English style pub, which was funny. Like, I really did feel like I was in England, even though I've never been. And I loved the ambiance. They had authentic chips and curry, which I'm sure the curry was just as bad as any British pub's curry would be. If you're an English listener, please roast me in the comments. I would love to get the engagement. So if you have a great pub in England that has great curry, I'd love to know. But anyway, so today I really am excited to kind of take a walk back through time on my blogiversary. I've been blogging since 2014, and it's been probably my most consistent hobby. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know I have about 10,000 different hobbies. So to stick with one for 10 years is pretty impressive for me. AngelaGeorge.com if you're not subscribed yet. And yeah, I think for me, like, why do I blog? Who's reading blogs? I can tell you right now, not a lot of people. Love you. 8 subscribers. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for reading my blog. No, but ever since I got the domain AngelaGeorge.com, things have been a lot better in terms of viewership. For a long time, I was AngelaGeorge.me, and it was fine, you know, living my life, shared it with the people I cared about, and it was fine. But it is really nice to be the top hit when you search for Angela George, so in certain categories, we'll leave it at that. So the pillars of the podcast, if you haven't been here from the beginning, I'll go over them again. Career, self-care, creativity. And I want to touch on all three of those since I'm feeling reflective. We'll start with creativity. For example, look at the crochet shrug. If you're not watching on YouTube, you're missing out. I just crocheted this. It took about 13 hours. It's my most successful crochet project by far. It's made out of bamboo yarn. Super soft, sustainable. Who knows what that means anymore? As the weather gets cooler, it's kind of nice to have a layer, and I don't crochet very often, but when I do, I crochet until the project is done, which is why I don't crochet very often. So this shrug, I started it, and I could not think of anything else until I finished it. My rule of thumb used to be if the video times 3, so if it's a 30-minute video, it's going to take 90 minutes. That doesn't even make sense. It's probably, and that's why I'm so disappointed every time. It's probably the video length times 5, something like that. So if it's a 1-hour video, it's going to take 5 hours. Maybe that sounds right, because I think this tutorial was probably only 20 minutes long and it took me 13 hours. Nope, the math still isn't mathing. That's why I don't crochet very often, but I caught the crochet bug, started making this, and I will say, since I'm trying to tie this back to all my things from my girlhood, from my childhood, I've had knitting needles since the 4th grade. Never learned how to use them. It's crochet. Crochet is for me. I would love to knit because I've heard it takes a lot less yarn.
Bobby wants to be on the podcast. Oh my goodness, she's a podcast cat. She wants to be on the podcast.
What do you have to say? Moving on from the crochet, I feel like I talked about that for a hot sec. The other bug I've caught in terms of creativity is sewing. It started with flipping a dress that I thrifted, which turned out really cute. I have a whole sewing vlog on that. So if you want to see my process, I think the video is like 5 minutes long. It was basically just hemming a dress, but that's what kicked off my sewing bug. And I couldn't stop after that. I also thrifted a tablecloth, and I thought I would turn it into a skirt because it was pretty circular. I was like, oh, it could just be a circle skirt. The pattern only goes in one direction on the fabric, so I couldn't do that. But then I was like, you know, it'd be perfect for this. The print is like vintagey looking canned goods and like ketchup and little like salad dressing. It's adorable. Green beans. And so I was like, this has to be an apron. Duh. And so, again, I underestimated how long the project would take. I thought, also it's the video's fault. She was like, this only took me 90 minutes to sew. It probably took me 6 hours, but I got it done. The crazy part is, in 2015, I literally wrote a blog post about making my own design for an apron and then sewing it. Was it a successful project? It was cute, you know. It's a beginner sewing project. Compared to this current apron, what a journey in my sewing career. But yeah, like, I just feel like that was kind of crazy, like full circle moment. There's this other thing that I made when I was a kid. I was obsessed with The Hobbit. My dad was reading it to us, and I made like a Candyland style board game. What do you know? In the year 2024, I made a Candyland-style board game of my neighborhood, zine, of course, which is called Board and Nord. And so, like, it's one part zine and then one part board game, which I think is super cool. And at Zine Fest, which is next weekend, not this weekend, but the weekend after, I'm going to be selling them with a prepackaged little pink die, which I think is so cute. And I'm really excited, but it also is another example of that full circle moment. When I was 16, I made a giant coloring sheet that was big enough for all my friends to color. And then in junior year of college, I did it again, but this time as like a self-portrait coloring book. And I just feel like some of my best ideas were from when I was a kid. And I think that's what this trend is about, like connecting with your inner child. Just remembering like who you are at your core and who you were to get you to who you are now, if that makes sense. Yeah, I think about like the girl inside me all the time, and like, would she be proud of where I am right now? Would she like my style? I think she would. I just thrifted a purple skirt, and I loved wearing purple maxi skirts as a kid. Purple maxi skirts, pink Crocs, and camo pants. Camo capri pants. So if you see me walking around in camo capris and Crocs, you'll know that I have fully reconnected with my inner child. So I'm not there yet. I just got the purple skirt. For so long, I felt lost about like what I was going to do with my life, what I wanted out of my career. And then I keep looking back and seeing these major trends that I keep ignoring. For example, this blog, one of my favorite parts about it is maintaining the brand and evolving the brand. And when I first started out, I had this, what I thought was cute, what was actually something of the time, was this banner on the top. This banner on the top that said Angela George with an ice cream cone, and the ice cream cone like evolved into butterflies. Rudimentary Photoshop skills got me there, and rudimentary Photoshop skills got me through my next couple themes of the blog. Cut to now, I'm coding my own subsites. I am Google UX certified. I even might have like a freelance UX gig lined up for like the next couple months, and I'm loving it. I love designing a website. I love bringing a website to life with the visuals, with the modern design. I just built my mom's like campaign website for her school board campaign. And I loved just like building it up exactly how I imagined in my mind, putting that out onto the internet. And I just see it as another form of creativity, another medium for my art. And I mean, imagine if I hadn't started this blog all the way back in 2014. Would I have that same interest in front-end web development? I don't know. It's just like those little opportunities that like butterfly effect into something big in your life. And it just fills me with so much gratitude. That's something I've really been practicing, and kind of what segues into the self-care part of this episode, practicing gratitude. It's so important to just call out the things that you're happy about in your life, things that you want to celebrate, and get in that habit when you're feeling it, when you're feeling yourself, when you're feeling good, because when you're feeling your lowest low, it's going to be so much easier to look at that silver lining, to remember all the things that you're proud about, to remember you're proud of yourself, because your inner voice when you're at your lowest low is just so negative and basically your worst enemy, like pulls out all your insecurities. Think about one insecurity. Oh, it's got five more for you. Like just take them one after another. And that's why it's so helpful to have that other little angel on your shoulder that you've been building up all your thankfulness, all your gratitude. And you can hear it when you're at your lowest lows. Oh, I'm proud of myself for this. I know I'm good at this. I'm looking forward to this. And it just pulls you out of that rut a lot faster. Should you feel your feelings? Yes. Are your feelings valid? Of course. But also, what are you thankful for? What are you happy about in your life? And that's been my form of self-care recently, is just saying what I'm happy about, saying what I'm proud about, because then you can see how far you've come. And that's what I'm reflecting on, is like 10 years of blogging. How far have I come? Other things I'm grateful for right now, besides just a full life so far and a joyous life so far, I'm really grateful for all the subscribers that have joined the podcast. I don't really do it for the subscribers, obviously. I have literally like 40 subscribers on my YouTube channel. I love you all. I do it because this is genuinely something fun and that I look forward to every other week. But it's really fun to see that it's like impacting other people and other people are resonating with the message. I had a lot of fun with the last one and the whole brat theme. I think the girlies were there for me. They got it, and I really appreciated that. And what else am I grateful for? Just good friends. I'm so excited to invite all my friends over this weekend. We're going to celebrate. It's a milestone worth celebrating, so I wanted to throw a party for my blogiversary. And don't tell them, but the menu is homemade quiche, pastries from the farmer's market, fresh fruit from the farmer's market, and tea and cold brew. So I'm super excited. We're going to be painting tote bags because I'm a creative person. A lot of them are pretty creative too. So I thought, let's do a fun craft together. So the acrylic painting tote bag trend. I don't know when it's from. It might be a year or so old, but I love it. I think tote bags are really cute. I think painting tote bags are really cute. And I want to have the cutest tote bag at the farmer's market. So we're going to be painting tote bags in celebration of Totally 10. That's the theme. And yeah, I'm just grateful that I have like loving friends that would want to come do that with me. I just feel like I have so much to be grateful for and my life feels so good. So I want to express that and be happy about it so that when I'm on my period or when I'm having a bad day, I can just remember that. Yeah, the last thing I want to touch on is career. How does career factor into a 10-year blogiversary? Actually, my blog is on my resume. So that's number one. 10 years of WordPress experience. No, but really, I think it shows discipline and that reflects everywhere else in my career too. It shows passion, also something that reflects in my career. And something that has really helped me like with my current job and like kind of the cyclical nature of the office life, it's very easy to get bored. It's very easy to feel like your job is meaningless, like you're not really impacting the world. And so what I've been telling myself is some careers align with your lifestyle and some careers are your lifestyle. So for example, like a doctor, that's their lifestyle. Their career is their lifestyle. And my career allows me to work from home twice a week. It allows me to not be creative at all at work. So I hoard all my creative energy for this podcast, for my blog, for my projects. I come home with so much energy, so many ideas from being so bored at work. I think working actually makes me more creative because I'm so bored at work. And then no hate on my job. It's just financial industry. It's pretty dry stuff. So my career actually makes me more creative. And then my job isn't going to be saving lives. I'm glad it's not because I don't want that pressure. I don't want that weight on my shoulders. And so that's another thing I'm grateful for. I don't have a stressful job. I have a lazy girl job. And I love it. I love my job. And I love the coworkers I just went to happy hour with. And it really lets me do my blogger thing. Be a little Carrie Bradshaw on the weekends. Carrie Bradshaw after 5 o'clock. Yeah. I think I will end it here. I feel like I'm rambling a bit at this point. And I think you get the point of this episode. I hope you enjoyed. So next podcast, I'll be doing a recap of Zine Fest. And I hope it goes well because I literally invited everyone I know. I think I might be the most bubbly person there. Zinesters are usually pretty edgy. So I'm very curious what the other Zinesters are going to have for Zine Fest. But you'll find out in the next episode, as will I. If you liked the episode, make sure to follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. The podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And if you're watching on YouTube, I encourage you to give a like, give a comment, give a hate comment. Won't hurt my feelings. Actually, well, please don't hate on it. And I love you so much. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.